USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths almost a year after the first was reported. The good news, fatalities have slowed dramatically. This week's daily average is almost 40% decrease from that of the previous week, as according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Some 8.8 million people in Texas, about a third of the state's population, still has issues with their water supply as of Sunday evening. Millions of Texans are still being advised to boil water before using, though all power plants are now back online. Officials in Houston, Texas, the biggest city in the state, said water there was safe to use without boiling. The painting The Scream by Edvard Munch is the second most recognizable work of art ever created, right behind Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Recently, curators announced text in the upper left corner of the masterpiece reads, "Could only have been painted by a madman," that has been authenticated to the artist. This is USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA. And there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Actress Olivia Munn has props for the NYPD and everyone on social media who cared. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
The actress is friends with the man whose mother was attacked this week by a man in a New York City street in Flushing. Munn shared with her hundreds of thousands of social media followers a surveillance video of the attack on the 52-year-old woman. A suspect was arrested Thursday. Munn says it's due in part to the internet.
It was an amazing moment of just seeing how powerful the collective can be when we kind of, you know, become an army together.
Munn on CNN Friday, she credits the NYPD for their quick response.
The fact that I could DM the NYPD on social media and say, hey, this happened to my friend's mom. Here are some pictures. Can you help me amplify this? I got a response right away, and they had a wanted poster out, and they were on top of it.
Munn's hearing of the arrest was an emotional moment for her. The victim, by the way, needed 10 stitches, but her son says she's doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is helping out Texans since devastating winter storms rocked the area last week. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs. Also low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are commonplace. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. Some counts put the toll at closer to 70. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Still, around 30,000 homes in Texas are without power Monday morning. The goal of giving California Governor Gavin Newsom the boot from office is on track to make the ballot. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
Those trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom now almost halfway to their goal. Numbers released Friday show almost 670,000 signatures have been verified. They need 1.5 million verified by March 17th. One organizer says they're right on track, but one analyst tells Politico it's too close to call right now. Newsom facing criticism for his handling of the pandemic, including mass closures of businesses and schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Christopher Bell won Sunday's NASCAR road course race, taking the lead from Joey Logano with just two laps to go. This is USA Radio News.